Blog Talk Radio. Out of date with the mute button. Had a problem with the mute button again. I'm back, you know what I'm saying? Sheesh. I'm back. Sorry about that. We had a problem with the mute button. That shit happens to me all the time. I get in the zone sometimes, and I forget to unhit the mute button. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I got my homegirl out there. You know what I'm saying? Telling me to put the weed down. You know what I'm saying? But hey, this is a live show, and that's what happens when you have a live show. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that happens. I'm trying to, like, now Block Talk is acting crazy. But like I said, man, I power through a lot of this shit, man. This ain't nothing to me. This is easy work. Just give me a second. You know what I mean? Easy work. You know what I mean? Easy work. But what's that at? Did it come up? Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's easy work. Yeah, I'm back on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I'm back up now, people. My bad, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homegirl. She told me to leave the put the weed down, nigga. Okay. Now we're back. Now we're crisp. Now we're sounding fresh. We're gonna get into a lot of things today, people, man. I got a new segment. I got a new thing going on right now. I wanna tell y'all, first of all, shout out to my man Reno Shebang, you know what I'm saying? The homie Wesley, you know what I'm saying? I was down there this weekend in the NKP with that Jaws Battle League. Let's give a shout out to these brothers.
Yeah, baby.
Let's give a shout out to these dudes. But yeah, man, I was down there at that battle this week down there in New Kent, man. It was crazy. The turnout was very good. You know what I mean? The turnout was good. I had a good time. Shout out to the homie JVL Ramon. The road, you know, me and him was riding shotgun. We were the judges of the event. We had a good time getting saucy, just enjoying ourselves. You know what I mean? And I like I said, people, I had a good time. We'll talk about that here in a second. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to get to my emails here. I'm trying to, you know what I mean? I'm trying to go through my emails here real quick to show y'all some of the inspiration, I want to say. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to understand, people, a lot of things you can take it both ways. You know what I'm saying? So I want to just paraphrase some emails that I got from people from last week's radio show. Nigga, speak up. Nigga, this show is stupid. You're never going to make it. You need to have more guests on. I hate your voice. Nigga, you curse too much. I bet you this guy gets no pussy. That's some of the positive reviews I got from my show last week. But shout out to them brothers, because y'all can say whatever the fuck y'all want to, but y'all motherfuckers is listening. I bet you that. I'm here every Wednesday, an hour and a half, grinding off these motherfucking microphones. So that's what we're going to do. But we're going to get into my favorite show right now. It's on TV. It's called 90 Day Fiancé, people. And what happens is, you know what I'm saying, you get these people that they go on internet dating sites and they meet these girls from overseas, or it might be a lady from overseas, because I'm going to tell you what happened on this shit. They go on these internet dating sites, and they meet these girls. You know what I'm saying? So, but here's the kicker. The girls only have, they got 90 days. They're over here for 90 days. So after 90 days, if they don't get married, they got to go home. So it's almost like a little scam, because you don't understand if the chicks, because there'd be some bad little chicks on there. You know what I'm saying? And they be coming across these, messing with some dudes, and you don't know if the girls are scheming the dudes or not. But I watched last week's latest episode, and there's this lady. Now, she got the guy coming in from, I think he's Pakistani or something like that. So, basically, they pick up the person from the airport and shit, and, you know, they stay with the person, have to stay with them for 90 days. They want to see if they're going to get married. So, but, I'll tell you this one, and you have to look up the show. You know what I'm saying? So, the man, his name is Muhammad. And this lady, oh my God, people, she's super fucked up. She looks like semi like the dad from Family Guy. You know what I mean? You know, and this dude is coming over there, you know what I'm saying? And she wants to get it on and popping. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she wants to get it on and popping. Like, hey, you know, like, let's go. You know what I'm saying? But once he seen her face to face, he said, "Motherfuck that."
Yeah, baby.
My bad, people. I didn't mean to say that happened. But what happens is, she picks up the dude, like, it seems like the dude, because she has to pick him up from the airport, so it seems like the dude is, like, semi-playing her a little bit. So, but anyway, the dude, she's trying to have sex with the dude. You know, I'm telling you, she definitely looks like one, like, the dude from the Family Guy. The chick is busted. And the dude's like, oh no, we can't have sex because of my religion. He's like, oh no, hell no, I'm trying to get this goddamn green card. I mean, I might fuck with you for a little bit, but I can't fuck with you, bitch. You know what I mean? And it's a good show, people. It comes on the Learning Channel. I mean, I watched the first season. I don't want to give it away to you, but it's some funny shit. It is some funny shit. But I hope everybody went out there and voted yesterday. You know, yesterday was voting season. Did I say voting season? It was voting day. You know, and that's funny. You know, that's cool. And everybody went out there to vote. I'm not to try to knock anybody, but I could have sworn, you know, you got to know real issues which you're voting for, people. Because you know what I'm going to do? You know what I mean? Since we're on that note right now, I'm going to play you something real quick. And this is going to be funny for y'all, because this has to do with your boy, Barack Hussein Obama, and you're going to see how he got into office. And watch, people don't even know what they're voting for, you know what I mean? And they just going to vote for the man because he's black. Check it out, people. Check it out. Listen. It's how your boy Obama got voted. And when your people go out there and vote, make sure you know what you're voting for. When your people vote, know what you're voting for. Did you hear that? But when you vote, know what you're voting for. Don't be up here just voting because somebody's black or because of somebody, you know what I mean, or because this motherfucker smokes weed. This motherfucker's got to not start knowing about the issues, man. You got to start knowing about the issues. You know what I mean? But I will. I'm gonna get to that Obama clip. I gotta clean it up though, because it sounded kind of fucked up on my phone. But yeah, that new show, 90 Day Fiance. It's my new shit right now. You know what I'm saying? You most definitely gotta check it out. But I gotta talk about the homie real quick, man. And the thing is, I definitely gonna get into that fucking that chick that did that old fuckery shit in New York City when she's walking around and people are looking at her butt and everything like that, because that was definitely fuck shit. She knows exactly what the hell she was doing, and she knows exactly how that shit was set up. So fuck out of here with that shit, bitch. Yeah, but we going into this shit, like I said, man, I would definitely love to get that Obama clip back on there for you. You know what I'm saying? But let me get into the show, because I got my notes here. I'm going to be grinding this mic for the next half hour. So let me just get into my notes real quick. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of shit going on, man. Like I said, man, last week I went to the Joust battle. That shit was fun. You know what I mean? It was fun, but Cracker Cab got the work. He got that work. Cracker Cab got that work. Shout out to Rose, yo. Cracker Cab got that work. I was pulling for Cracker Cab the whole battle. Cracker Cab went up there and choked on Smokey, man. And by the way, I didn't even know Cracker Cab was from Apollo, man. But yeah, man, they're gonna have another event again, and we're gonna do that up again, because it turned out the event ended up very good. You know what I'm saying? No negativity, no bullshit, no fights, no nothing. It ended up being a dope event. You know what I'm saying? But I have to. I just cannot, before I even go into the show, you know what I'm saying? I have to holler. I have to address something about the homie Steve Harvey, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Steve Harvey is on some fuck shit right now. You know what I'm saying? He's on some real fuck shit. You know, he's letting he's doing this little thing. Let me educate you real quick, people. Steve Harvey has this little camp where he mentors black youth, troubled youth, whatever of that nature. So, and this is, I think this is kind of old. I don't know why I'm just getting to it right now, but where he fuck around and deals with troubled youth. And you know who he got up there to deal with the troubled youth right now, people? I'll let you wait. The fucking biggest racist out there right now, fucking Paula Deen. Shout out to Steve Harvey.
Yeah, baby.
Now, Steve Harvey. Don't clap up for that shit. Clap for that nigga, that coon nigga. Now, Steve Harvey, if you really wanted to work with troubled youth, my dude, why aren't you getting no brothers up there? What the fuck can Paula Deen do? Don't nobody, like, and Paula Deen, she does that little Southern, you know, that old little Southern shit. Oh, y'all, I'm just crazy, y'all. Oh, no, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And she just sounds like she don't like niggas. You know what I mean? She just got accused, and this is what they do. They try to use a black person, a black face, when somebody does something racist or some dumb shit, they try to take the, you know what I'm saying, to give the white person the cosign to the motherfucking shit. Like, Steve Harvey, you know what I mean? Like, that shit is whole shit. Like, if you want to help out troubled black youth, get some brothers up there. What the fuck can Paula Deen do? What can she do? Teach niggas how to bake? You already see the hip-hop community's going down right now, all this faggotry going on out of here. Hey, Steve Harvey, this is for you, buddy.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no, Steve Harvey. Hell no. Get out of here. You're going to try to put her in, like, she's clearly a racist. She was being accused of being a racist. Now you're going to try to put her in the back of the game to work with troubled black youth? Like, come on, man. She's not even qualified to even work with her own people, let alone black youth at this point. Steve Harvey, one more time, buddy. One more time. Where we at? Can you help me out? Hell no, Steve Harvey. Hell no. Hell no. You know what I'm saying? Hell no. But you know what I'm saying? But we're to this. I wanna definitely give a shout out to my homeboy Chris Clay, babe. Chris Clay. He got the chip home this week. Again, three-peat. I think it's a three-peat. I think it's a three-peat for the homie. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, now we're here. Might as well just go in on little fucking, I might as well just go in on little Bootsy while we're here. You know what I'm saying? This coon is going to sit up here and talk about some how black people is the worst race and all this shit and this all this shenanigans. Little Bootsy, you shut your mic off. But I'm going to let you hear what this coon had to say because little Bootsy is cooning and I'm going to have to give him the work too. Today, little Bootsy gets to work today. But I'm gonna play this little clip so you can hear this coon and she's trying to put us down and stuff like that. Because at the end of the day, we're not gonna go here, little Bootsy. I know what you're trying to do, and I'm about to ether you with facts. 2 minutes, here's little Bootsy. Listen to this coon.
I think it seems so much, Bootsy. It's like we hate each other almost as a people, man. It's almost like when I see another brother, we're so distrustful of each other, man.
Right.
Why is that, man?
I just feel like African American is the worst race in the world because, first of all, we kill each other. You know, people always talk about this racist stuff, but the white man ain't waiting in your bushes with a chopper.
Nah.
The white man ain't trying to take your rims off your car.
No, he's not.
The white man ain't doing all this wrong. We doing this to each other. So how can we say F the white man? He ain't doing nothing but when you get in trouble doing his job. Guilty. He ain't doing nothing wrong.
And you don't think he created that system for us to destroy you? You kind of think that's old now. We can't keep using that excuse that he kind of created
it. I can implicate on that too. I really do feel like they brought drugs in the country.
Yeah.
You know, and gave it to the big dogs in the black neighborhood, because they're going to put it in their culture. And we're going to smoke up all the drugs. You don't see the Italians selling keys or dime rocks on their block to their people so they can get strung out.
Well, most of us got a picture of Scarface.
But we got a picture of Scarface. John got it. We got all these pictures. But they know we're going to kill our race. You know, they not taking it to the white guys and telling them break down.
Fuck out of here, little Bootsy. Fuck out of here, little Bootsy. Well, if you want to go up there and try to talk some real shit, why don't you talk about the private prisons? Why don't you talk about how private prisons is out there, little Bootsy? How the private prisons, if you want to help us out, talk about the private prisons, the private industrial complex where the prisons are privatized, not run by the states, where they're privatized, where people could just own these goddamn prisons. And one of the criteria to get these contracts, these goddamn prisons got to be filled 90% full, little Bootsy. Talk about that, little Bootsy. You want to sit up here and talk about, oh, black people is the worst race out here? You know what I'm saying? Why don't you talk about the conditions that black people are in to put these in the conditions for them to be in the bushes with them choppers, little Bootsy? Why don't you look at yourself, little Bootsy, when you making rap songs about selling drugs and shit, little Bootsy? Why don't you talk about your motherfucking self, how you was in jail, glamorizing how you was in jail and making songs about it, little Bootsy? Little Bootsy, get the fuck out of here. you're not even qualified to even have this conversation, you ignorant nigger. Yes, and I put the ER on it. Why didn't he talk about in New York for in New York? And we're going to go, I'll say New York because it's a major city, and it's one of the major cities. You know what I'm saying? I can go on my bag and go with other statistics, but we'll go with New York, the Empire State. How about in New York where it costs $168,000 a year to clothe, house, feed, guard, inmates? How come you're not talking about that, little Bootsy, where they could take that same money? And we're talking about, and people, we're not talking about killers that's going to be there forever. We're talking about low nonviolent offenders. That's what they spend. How come they don't take that same money and motherfucking put that into schools, little Bootsy? How come you ain't talk about that, little Bootsy?
Oh,
fuck out of here, little Bootsy. You're not even fucking qualified to even talk about that shit. Nigga, how dare you even get up there with your coon ass with all the chains on your neck talking ignorant and leading our youth into selling drugs with your little wipe-me-down faggy shit, and you're going to motherfucker talk about us and the black people is the worst, and you're one of the guys that make us this way? Fuck you. Hell no, little Boosie. Hell no. I'll black out on niggas like this all day, people. All day. This is easy work. Easy work. This guy gonna be up here, gonna make songs, talk about if you got this shit hard, I can make, you know, it basically talk about crook and crack. And he gonna sit up here and talk about the black people is the worst race out there? Nigga, is you crazy? That nigga got me hyped up right now. I'm supposed to be doing my little funny shit right now, but I'm supposed to be making y'all laugh right now. Listen, little nigga got me. Actually, little Bootsy. Where that? But let me little Bootsy's out of fucking control. Yeah, with that bullshit. Like you don't do that. You don't say that. You don't put that out there. Like I said, when you're one of the main guys that's doing the shit, one of the guys that's out there on the front line pushing this agenda, and you're gonna fuck around and say that we're the worst race. But let me stop. But here you go, little Boosie. This is for you. Let's go. Get on that train, little Boosie. Get on that train. Let's go. Here you go, little Boosie.
Coon train is coming. Coon train is coming.
What about black on black crime? Where's the white women at?
Coon train is coming.
All white peoples ain't bad.
Coon train is coming.
We is our own worst enemy.
Coon train is coming.
What about black on black crime?
Here you go, little Boosie. Hold on, where's my shit at? Here you go, little Boosie. That's for you, buddy. Where's my random applause at, Mr. DJ guy? You can't get my shit right? Don't worry about it. We'll get it right. But yeah, man, don't you dare get up here talking about that with your cooning ass. We got him. You good? You good now? You're supposed to be hitting the goddamn button, nigga. Get it right. But give a shout out to Lil Bootsy, dumbass. Clap it up for this dumb nigger. But anyway. And there's another little smart dummy out there. You know what I'm saying? And there's another little smart dummy down there. If you're listening to on the internet, if you want to hit that one button, the number is 347-989-0202. Get at your boy. But there's another dumb motherfucker out here, and it's that one, what's her name? Fucking Stacey Dash. Now, Stacey Dash is on Fox News, and this bitch doesn't do shit. She doesn't. She. This bitch hasn't made a good movie since Clueless.
Yeah, baby.
Now she's just on Fox News talking shit about black people. You know what I'm saying? Like she's qualified to even say anything about the race. Like, why the hell do they have dumb Stacey Dash on the news? What is she doing there? Is this the dumb nigger bitch that was in Clueless? Who told her that she can talk about politics? Who told her that she's allowed to, who gave her that pass? And this is the whole thing about it, people. This is why I try to tell y'all, people, don't be so starstruck. Don't be starstruck about these people. These people are walking idiots. Walking idiots. Like, do you really fucking think Stacey Dash knows anything about goddamn politics? She's just a cute face. She's just a cute face. Trying to sway the niggas vote. But you know what I'm saying? Let's get into it, man. Hey, man, I'm sorry this happens all the time. But at the end of the day, I do got something for y'all real quick. Let me see. This is a motherfucking exclusive for my peoples. I will be back in 3 minutes. Counting stacks, counting cash, baby. Pluto Pete. You know what I'm saying? 7 fam, holler at me. I'll be back in 3 minutes.
Pluto. Industry Ready Production, PSBeats.com.
Free that nigga, yeah, I'm running through the profit. Okay. I'm counting stacks and talking cash, you know I got it.
Yeah.
Diamond test my jury, nigga. Pink slips in my whips, nigga. Bad bitches all on me, though. Balenciaga my kicks, nigga. I get a brick and I break it down. Rip it up and I double that. Hit the town, I lock it down, I break it down. That's 100 racks. Now I'm talking cash shit while I'm counting stacks. So many G's around me, I look like a Gucci bag. I think it's funny, but it's sad to see you niggas hating. Zap you up in public, talk behind your back, they change your face. Left wrist, that's 8 bands. Right hand, that's 6 bands. Right wrist, 5 bands. Left hand, 3 bands. Water whip in that kitchen. Fish scales go swimming. Birds off in that Pyrex. Got brick stacks in the distance. That trap shit, yeah, I live that. Street shit, yeah, I'm about that. That trap shit, I live that. Street shit, yeah, I'm about that. 3 9s in the kitchen. Half brick in the pistol. Whip it up to a whole thing. Now it's money all in my vision. Holler that, my jeweler. Dropped them all 20 bands. And my wrist froze like a cooler. Blowing money like a fan. Niggas know my motto. Count stacks, talk cash. If you ain't fucking with 100 bands, then something wrong with your plan. Y'all niggas ain't ballin'. Y'all niggas be hacking. Throwing fouls all in the game. Get 2 shots in your basket. Roll the style while I'm smoking. Pop the bottle, I'm sweating. Roll around with that ice on me from weightlifting, I'm flexing. Cadillacs got 3 of those. Soft smell all on my clothes. True religion, my true religion. Louis belt with them retros. Niggas know how the game go. If you talk cash, we drop it out. Dope boys. Shit. Checking in and cashing out. Niggas know how the game go. If you talk cash, we'll swap it out. Dope boy, fly shit. Checking in and cashing out.
Free band nigga, I be fucking up the profit. Counting stacks and talking cash, you know I got it. Check the price of my jewels, nigga. Look at the tags of my whip, nigga. 36 is 1008. To me, that's an old brick, nigga. I be talking cash shit and still counting cash. So many G's on me, that's just why they call me stack. Rubber band my money up. I got a twin, so I double up. Count stacks while I talk cash, nigga. Now throw that money up. Black watch, that's 11 bands. Black ring, another 5 bands. Black truck, that's 50 bands. I'm really talking about 3 bands.
I think it's funny and I love to see you niggas hating.
Pillow talking with them bitches when you see me changing faces. 5 birds in my kitchen. Pot all in my dishes. Got nightmares, I can't sleep. Got dead men in my vision. Holler at my jeweler. Dropped them off 20 bands. Knew me since I was 13. I've been blowing money.
I love the game, no hacking. Drop 30 on him, no bragging. If I meet, step across my line, get the whole clip in your basket. I get a brick, I break it down, then double that. That's 100 racks. I was once broke, ain't hack shit. Now everybody know I am stacked. I talk a lot of money cause I got it, nigga. Ain't counting stacks and talking cash and I ain't fucking with you. 3 cars in my driveway, short nights with a long pay. Arm a hammer with a Pyrex, karate chop, no sensei.
Up in Smoke Radio. I'm back. That wasn't that bad. You know what I'm saying? I had to get some things together, man. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, you know what I'm saying? We're back, man. Shout out to my man, my people's man, Pistol Pete, Superstar Stacks, Cocaine Shane, Counting Stacks, Counting Cash, Black Money, Raheem, the whole circle, Southern Pete, Hard Hat, everybody, man. Shout out to y'all niggas, man. Love y'all niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's give it up to my niggas real quick. But let's get back into it, man. Like, you know, I was telling y'all people about earlier about 90 Day Fiance, and it's like I just been watching this fucking random shit lately because all my shows are going off. Boardwalk Empire's off. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with Real Husbands of Hollywood and shit like that, you know what I'm saying, and Sons of Anarchy, but all my shit is going off, and I was just thinking, like, yo, why the fuck, for years and years and years and years, ever since I've been on this fucking earth, soap opera's been coming on the same fucking day, but goddamn, Young and the Restless, goddamn, I don't know, all of them, Days of Our Lives, all that shit be on every day. It been on for fucking 38 years, every day, no repeats, no nothing. Why the fuck can I get The Wire back on, please? Please? Just The Wire, just, you know what I'm saying? I think that those shows are there to shape and mold the fucking psyche of the female. Like, they're just there to shape and mold the psyche of the female. Like, you have Days of Our Lives. You have Young and the Restless. You have all these fucking soap operas. But I can't fucking get my goddamn Sons of Anarchy every day. All these shows, like, but you know what? The fucking Simpsons. The Simpsons is still on, but not The Sopranos? Fuck out of here. Come on. Help us out. Like, you don't think that we don't still want to watch The Wire? We don't want to watch Dexter still? Boardwalk Empire. I am devastated that shit is over. But Young and the Restless comes on every day. On the hour, every hour, you know what I'm saying? And they have a different episode. I don't even think they even have fucking repeats, people. That shit's been cracking for years. Why can't they just keep our favorite shows, just keep our favorite shows going? Can you please? Like, fuck it. I wouldn't give a fuck if everybody just start growing up and just start getting older and shit, you know? Like, you know, I don't know if you people watch, you know, we'll just go with The Sopranos. I wouldn't give a fuck. I want to see little Anthony grow up to be a fucking a junkie. You know what I mean? They threw it on the soap. I seen soap operas and shit, you know, in jail and shit. Niggas, believe me, niggas watch those shits in jail. Believe me. Shout out to them niggas. But I've seen people fucking turn into monsters on soap operas. Like a girl just morph into a goddamn monster. But we can't get The Wire still. Fuck it. Like, even game shows. the fucking Price is Right. What's all the other shows? The Family Feud. All them shits can keep on cracking, but we still can. God, I'm sick of Bart Simpson.
Yeah, baby.
I'm sick of that nigga. I goddamn, y'all ain't got nothing else for us to watch. It's the same shit. And but I'm saying though, them soap operas, bad motherfuckers. Because what they do, people, is they shape and mold how the girls, especially, no, I'm gonna talk to the men real quick, because they shape and mold how the fuck they think you're supposed to act. So when Victor Newman wrote a fuck that guy's name is, if he cheats on his girlfriend or his wife, and he just comes off because he's a billionaire on a goddamn show, you're supposed to just go ahead and buy your wife a 10 fucking carat diamond ring because you did some dumb shit. So that's what the girls are expecting. Like, they live that shit. You got to understand, hey, fellas, I'm talking to y'all right now. The ladies are on that shit. I'm telling you. They're on it. That Love and Hip Hop shit, that all that Stevie J, fucking Benzino shit, they watch that shit and they look at you, and you might just be like, I don't know, a plumber. You know what I'm saying? You're a plumber making a good job. You know what I'm saying? This bitch wants a new Ben for a fucking birthday. You know what I mean? You know you don't got it. And then she's all in your ear like, yeah, you know, she might even tell you that shit like, yeah, you know, Victor would have got Diane that ring if she would have cheated on him. You know what I mean? That's how they do. That's exactly how they do. You know what I'm saying? And then you guys got to watch that shit, man. Don't let these people program you. But, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I'm about to go into this new clip right here. Oh, hold on. Shit. Got a caller, man. I'm about to bring you on right now in a second. 724-3780. You're on air. Up in Smoke Radio.
What up, nigga? What up, nigga?
What up? Who am I speaking to?
Shout out to my nigga Smoke. Up in Smoke Radio. It's Rich Field.
Okay. I think I would like to think I know who this is. Is this the King of the Griff?
Yes, sir. It's me.
Okay.
I'm just calling in to see, you know what I'm saying? I've been hearing your shit. I was just calling in to see what's up, you know what I'm saying? I told you I was going to call in and see what's popping, you know what I'm saying? I haven't been on here for a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Hold on, and I fuck with that. Hey, Rich. Rich.
What's up?
While you're on the line, can I get in your business a little bit?
What's up? What business, man?
I just want to get in your. Are you still in a relationship, buddy? Because I mean, you know, are you still in a relationship? You still have a girlfriend?
I mean, something like that. You know what I mean? It's not like official, but like we're always together and shit. So you might as well say, you know what I'm saying?
Well, okay, all right. Well, see, you want to go ahead and give a. I'll tell you what, because I see you, dog. I'll be seeing you on Facebook and stuff like that, and Instagram mainly. So, at the end of the day.
Oh, wait. My fault. It's your show. Go ahead.
But do you want to give a special shout out to your girl right now on the phone?
I mean, I want to give.
Hold on. Let me get your music going on here. Because this is little Rich wants to give a shout out to his woman.
Lady.
Go ahead, little Rich.
Shout out to my boo, Antoinette.
you know what I'm saying? Shout me out, boo. Yeah, just thinking about you, you know what I'm saying? Like always, you know.
You think about her every day, Rich?
Yeah, but you know, but she's a good woman, Smoke. She's good. She's cool. She's pretty, you know what I'm saying? She is down for the kid, you know what I'm saying? Got my back, got her back, you know how it goes, you know. Ride or die, you know what I'm saying?
Did she like every Facebook status you put up, Little Rich?
Nah, nothing like that, but yeah, I want to give us, yeah, well, while I'm on the air right now, for whoever ain't following me on Facebook, it's Rich Allsbury,
hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Let me get your music. Let me get your background music back. Okay, at the end of the day, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, real quick. Don't hang up yet. That's the homie, Little Rich, giving a shout-out to his woman. He said, baby, I love new. But how can the people get in contact with you? Your Facebook, your Twitter,
Instagram. No, Facebook is Rich Allsbury, Allsbery, you know. And Instagram is at Richboy83. You know what I'm saying? You can follow me there. That's about all the sites. You know. And I also got a Moco Space. You know, it's Rich250. For whoever don't know what Moco Space is, look it up for all you dumb motherfuckers.
So Rich is calling somebody dumb. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Little Rich,
you be seeing me around, I'll be everywhere,
Hold on. I'm about to bring somebody in real quick because they said they seen you down in Homewood, you know what I'm saying? And they waved to you, and you ain't say shit to them.
Ooh.
I'm about to bring her in right now. I'm about to bring her in right now. Let's go.
All right. Let's go.
Jody Gregory on the check-in.
What's up, Little Rich?
What up?
Why you ever didn't see me?
When
you down home with last week.
When was I down home with?
You was on Bennett.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see you. I apologize. You know, I would have said hi, but I didn't see you. I must have been busy or something.
What's up, Little Rich? Little Rich, you be everywhere. Little Rich.
You know. But, you know, I be mostly with my boo, though. You know what I'm saying?
All right. We're gonna put you back on hold, but JG. But, yeah, Little Rich, people see you mobbing out. They waving at you. You know what I'm saying? And she and this is the clip for the night. And she was like,
"Oh hell no!"
I know Little Rich did not motherfucking not wave at me when I seen that motherfucking light skinned nigga down there. You know what I'm saying? But that's what she was like. But one more time, if you want to give a shout out to your girl,
shout out to my boo, Antoinette. If you hearing this, you know what I'm saying? I'm shouting you out, boo-boo, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, Little Rich.
You know, boo, you make me so happy, you know what I'm saying? No, that is the main thing. Forget all the haters, you know what I'm saying? I don't care about haters. You know, haters talk, you know, let them talk. That means we are doing something right, boo-boo.
My man.
Come on, Smoke with the background song, man.
My nigga, Little Rich in the check-in. Hey, Little Rich, I'm going to put you on hold for a second, broski. We're going to get back to you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to say it like this, people. That is my... Listen, at the end of the day, you cannot say that nigga right there is not the motherfucking king of the grip, man. Hey, his parties be off the chain, everything off the chain. And I think probably this year, me and him together, we'll probably get another crack.
Yeah, baby.
Probably get a March Madness crack of me and Lil Rich. Shout out to the homies. Thanks for Fake the Goon on the check-in. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like I said, man, we powered through this, man. We have fun. Thank, you know what I'm saying? And everybody out there, man, thanks for mobbing with your boy. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is, this is a whole new different platform, people. This ain't no Facebook type of thing, and no disrespect to what anybody does over there. This is straight laced confrontational. So if you disagree with what I say, you can hit that one button and we go in. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no like going back and forth and on Facebook type of shit. This is real shit. This is the platform. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, once again, you know what it is. Every time, you know what it is. We got to do something. We got to do something for y'all ladies real quick. Real quick. I just got to go downstairs, but I got something for y'all. Y'all going to fuck with me. Holler at your boy. Up in Smoke Radio. Radio, and we are back like we do every Wednesday, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. We're a little bit on overdrive right now, people, because I just got mad listeners out there. You know what I'm saying? At this point, man, it's going down. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna go a little bit of overdrive. You know what I'm saying? I got the drink in my cup. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Let's get back into it. Let's spit this ism. But like I said at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? All this programming, people, y'all gotta get familiar with the program. Y'all gotta get familiar with how they make it cool in raps. Going back to Lil Cooney. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna call him Lil Bootsy. I'm gonna call him Lil Cooney. You know what I mean? Trying to throw us under the bus, knowing that this system was set up for us as Afro-Americans to fail. And you know this. You know what I mean? So, like I said, Lil Boosie, you're on that coon train. You can't pawn us when you're one of the people that advocates it and the ones that bring us down. You make the songs. Where's your uplifting song? Where's your song that says, hey, put down the drugs? Yeah, you might make one or two, but, you know, you might have 13 songs on a CD, but two songs is uplifting songs that say, hey, you know, stay out of trouble. Quit doing this. Quit doing that. I'm Lil Boosie, you know, and I'm you know, like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. That's what I'm talking about, nigga. You got the clock right, my nigga. But get out of here. You can't talk. You can't even talk. You can't talk down on us when you're one of the ones that's basically programming the youth to bring us down. And you know what I mean? What do you make? You and all the rest of y'all brothers. What do y'all call it? It's called trap music. And you know what it is? It's the music to keep you in a goddamn trap. Ain't none of y'all gonna be John Gotti. Ain't none of y'all coming up. They make these songs and put these songs in your head. Oh, you know what I mean? And y'all already know that Officer Ricky was a cop. Officer Rick Ross is a cop. But y'all don't want to hear nothing about that. Actually, if I tell y'all that, y'all would fucking fight for this nigger. Damn, I keep on saying nigger. Y'all would fight. Well, fuck it. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Y'all would fight for him. Y'all would go against me, and I'm your brother, and you know me personally. Y'all would go against me for Rick Ross, a cop. And I tell you, actually, let's not even put it on Rick Ross. Out of all these artists, you got these local guys out here making music. They don't know anything about business. Actually, no, let's not clap that. They need to learn their business. They only know is rap. These guys will get in the bed with anybody to try to get a little bit of fame. They will. They would sell their souls cheap, people. Like, these dudes would sell their souls for a car. I guarantee you one of these street niggas would kill me for a Mercedes-Benz. These niggas would shoot me in the back of my motherfucking head for a Mercedes-Benz. For a Mercedes-Benz. Just so they can ride around in the hood and look cool in it. They would do it. Because that's the only thing they want. They want to be famous. Easy way out. I'm telling you. Listen, I know it might sound kind of vulgar, people. I'm trying to tell you. One of these niggas will give head to one of these rappers. For a fucking
yeah, baby.
I know they will. As long as they can keep it off a record, as long as they can be up in a video or something, yeah. They'd have sexual relations as men with Rick Ross. They would. It's just for a fucking gold chain. They'd do it. Easy. They'd do it easy. If they can keep it off a record, if me, you and I, talking to the listeners, if you and I couldn't see it, oh, hell yeah. These niggas would do it so quickly. They'll do it quick. Man, them dudes will get on their hands and knees and get Rick Ross or Jay-Z or a famous rapper number one. You know what I'm saying? Famous rapper. They would get on their knees, period. They would do it quickly. Look at them. They're all like little half a faggots. No. Okay, people. You know what I'm saying? I guess we're 15 minutes overdriving. Shout out to everybody on the line right now that's still listening. Shout out to the people in the chat room, man. Shout out to everybody, man, my family. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to everybody. I love you. Cyber hugs for everybody. Thanks for listening. And the thing is, look how quick this went, man. I can do 3 hours of this shit. Whoa. But I will tell you, I think the Monday after next, me and DJ Dondi will be having our own morning show. It will be in the morning on Monday. So that should be dope.
Black power in this motherfucker. Black power in this motherfucker.
Yeah, that should be dope. But at the end of the day, we're on overdrive mode. We 15 minutes of the overdrive, man. We good. Okay, I can pop. Yeah, we good. Why is my clock saying it's all fucked up? Yeah, we good. I can go in some more people. I can go in some more on little Cooney, little Boosie, whatever the fuck y'all want to call him. I can get this nigga all night. You know what I mean? I forgot something. Did you guys see that video of that white girl walking around New York City? You know what I'm saying? And it's a bunch of black people and quote unquote minorities are looking. You know, she's walking down and she got this type of camera and people are looking, you know, looking at her and shit like that. And she's basically calling it street harassment. And it's like, wait a minute. First of all, people, let's be clear. Let's get this together. This girl, you know what I mean, if y'all don't do your research, you have to do your research on it. Even if you give a shit, because I just don't like how they're trying to portray us as people. And when I say us as people, even though I don't subscribe to tribalism, but I know people put me in that box, and it's a black man. That I am, people. Intelligent black man at that. But they got this girl. She's walking down the street. You know what I mean? First of all, let's be clear. This girl is an aspiring actress. Okay, she's walking down the street. Now, first of all, let's be clear. She's in basically the lowest part of New York City. Basically, and I don't want to even say this about these brothers, or you know what I'm saying, but basically it's the most poorest part in New York City. Put it that way. And she's walking around all nice and clean. You know what I mean? Random white bitch. Walking amongst a bunch of niggas that ain't even used to seeing white people, even seeing white girls. So she's walking on the street. Now, mind you, she's an aspiring actress. So basically, she's going to use this little tape to show Hollywood how fucking sexy she is. Now, how she can turn ahead. You know what I mean? So she basically, I don't know what the fuck this is, but she gets 108 catcalls, you know. And you know what, people? You know what most of the people said to her, really? Good morning. That's the only thing they said to her. Good morning. And when she's walking past, you know, they look behind her. Listen, that's happened to me plenty of times. I did that, but I did that with men. Like, a guy give me a dap, and he walks past, and I just look and, you know, part my back. I'm not looking at his butt. I'm just like, oh, okay, he's going that way. Okay, I'll see you later. Now, this cracker trash she gets all dressed up. You know what I mean? First of all, I'm going to talk to all the ladies out there. When you get dressed up, dressing like a freak, dressing like a harlot, ladies, come on. You know exactly what the fuck you're doing. Come believe me, y'all know what y'all doing. Y'all know exactly what y'all doing. So to her, ain't nobody come up to her and grab her ass or, you know, she talking about street harassment. Ain't nobody come up on her like, yo, let me holler. It was just looking. Dude, she got a nice ass. What the fuck? She got a nice ass. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? But if you fuck around and get all made up, done up, you got the, you know what I mean? You got the leggings on. You got a thong made of licorice on, rammed up the crack of your ass. You know what I mean? Your nails are done. Goddamn, bitch. You're fine. Look at the look. Bitch, you're fine. What the fuck is she complaining about? This girl's out there that men don't even look at them. What is she complaining about? But on that note, we'll leave on that note. And like I said, man, thanks for tuning in. Man, these hours be going so quick. Thanks to everybody for popping and bouncing with me. I wish I could name everybody's area code. I'm not even going to try to, man. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to everybody, man. Thanks you for tuning in. And I'll see y'all next Wednesday. And don't forget, we got a new show coming up next Sunday called Tech Tuesday with my man Reno Shebang and Wesley, where they're going to just talk about all the computer shit. So y'all don't have to go to the Geek Squad. If y'all need help with y'all computers, y'all TVs, whatever, y'all can hit the number, and these guys will give y'all advice for free. So y'all have to waste y'all money. These are guys that I respect. These guys build computers by hand. And don't forget, me and DJ Donnie is coming with the morning show. So I love y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Up the Smoke Radio. Holla at me. You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Like I say, life don't stop for no one. So you better keep grinding. Never get another dollar. Watch the boys if you try to make a collar. And if you want it, gotta get it. Don't be faking, motherfucker, gotta live. We build posters, tail lights on the roaster. Live life vulgar, the FBI posters. The fast cars, pack guns, no hosters. We act dumb, don't approach us. We hit the spot and stand on club sofas. So get the club owners, cause we the boss type. Knicks game, course ride. Big chain, sporty ride. G4, the Lord of Skies. And course possession, so you all can rise. And pay homage to the boy demise. So many niggas on my corner died. A marijuana high, I'm on you guys. And never mind that, my cash better find that. We do the mass work, kicked off cash first. Now where the paper at? Man, where the yeah, you at? You make your way to cab with your baby laying at. Cause it's a cold war after war. Emblem on the cars, no horn on the Capricorn. The lotto, train to fight like custom model.
4 hours. Swimsuit, my man had a supply worth of powder. You chumps want the power. But when it rain, man, you can't duck the showers. It's Burg Gang and you don't wanna fuck with ours.
I'll be paranoid sometimes on the wheel of my car.